Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Kendall, did you know that holding your breath while passing a cemetery so you don't inhale, that's to prevent you inhaling a freshly dead spirit?
I did. I think I just let a spirit out just then.
Holding your breath while passing gas is a good idea. Because then that way you don't breathe in your old doo-doo dust.
Now that's an old Cliff's tale.
Obesity, sass, fiber bars, disco stick, you know the drill. It's time for Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear. Each week,
we interrupt this broadcast to bring you breaking news. This is Jim Blackman. We are here at BBC One have just learned of a potential lethal virus outbreak that is affecting the local area. The effect of the viruses are unknown at this time, but we urge our listeners in our broadcast range to stay locked indoors and by all means stay tuned to this podcast as we will bring you further details as they develop. This is Jim Blackman for the Busheltown Broadcast Centre. We return you now to your regularly scheduled programme, already in progress.
I'll tell you how fat I am.
Oh,
it's only
Kendall,
a moment.
I don't
do
have.
It.
They don't make moments big enough for us to say how fat we are in them. There are not enough. The moments don't come that size. We need an XXXL moment.
Extra large moment. Well,
Kendall, let me just. I want to tell all our longtime diehard listeners.
How fat I
remember.
Look.
Remember back. This is how you used to direct people in college. Think of a time in your life. But I want you, listener, and you, Kendall, to think of the time when our first lady, our beloved first lady, was here and we all weighed in on the scale.
Oh,
on the show.
Right.
I'm so much fatter than that now.
I think I am too. What did I weigh on that?
I think we said we had gained 10 pounds since Christmas. And let me just say, I have gained more than that. From whatever beautiful little tiny little magical number that it was that I'd gained 10 pounds. Oh, let's just go all in and say double. Let's say I've gained 20 pounds. And my pants cut off the circulation so badly. If I bend over the wrong way, I know that the button is going to fly off and just poke somebody's eye out.
Well, I'm going to get a bulletproof glass to go between us when we're podcasting because
you're
this
gonna
is
need
dangerous
one.
Now. Mm. Oh, well, Cliff, today...
It is dangerous. If you're a chair, watch out if I should sit on you.
I know that our listeners probably think the title of this episode is Fat, 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 but it's not, Cliff. It's not.
That's the subtitle of the show.
That's the subtitle of every show, Cliff. No, really, the show is all about... Zombie.
Hey. Remember that song from the 90s? We should do an episode sometime about the 90s.
Oh, we should. We should do a show for every decade. Wouldn't people love that?
A show for every decade? I think we definitely should.
And then we can do a show with all the decades, calling it a show.
With all the decades. It'll be one of our ongoing series. Like we have, like eventually we will have all 12 awareness months.
We will months.
You know, we've had four, and eventually we will have 12, and that'll be like decades. We'll just have, but decades can go on. We'll be like, this show is about the 1640s. I can't wait for that one, Kendall.
Okay. Now you know that we have to do a show called Cliff and Kendall in the 1640s. Listen, if you might as well get ready for it because you know it's going to happen. Cliff.
Now that's a recipe for a classic, just like this episode.
I've got a recipe for you, but it involves other things. Cliff.
Oh.
The definition.
Yes.
Do you know what the definition is of zombie? Wait a minute.
Zombie.
I wish
somebody would look it up and look at this up on your Funkin' Wagnalls. What is?
I'm looking it up
zombie?
On my iPad right now, Cliff. It is All a dead
right.
body that has been brought back to life by a supernatural force. Oh, because
oh, that was a grave that opening. Was a grave and it opening. Was Halloween season. Yay! And this grave.
I'm so excited.
I'm so Halloween. Happy. Can I tell you that sometimes oftentimes I listen back to our old episodes, our old classic shows. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes in the beginning, you and I will say something real cryptic about how horrible our lives are.
I don't think it's so cryptic.
And, and then we get specific about how fat we are.
Yeah.
But we'll say, oh, my life is just so awful. But it being the fall, the autumn of the year, the leaves, autumn. The chill in the air, chill. The pumpkins out. Oh, Kendall, it makes me as close to happy as I can get after.
Well, if only think about if you were skinny in the fall. Can you believe how? Can you imagine what your life would be like?
I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. It would be like if I was a zombie brought back from the dead. Now, do you want to be a zombie when you die, Kendall?
Short answer is I think yes. Because think about it. Our flesh would be so decomposed that we would look so great.
Ours would fall off first because it would separate from the bone. And what flesh we've got, like the big man bosoms, they would clop off because they're so heavy.
Yeah. So yes, I'll be a zombie. I'll be a vampire.
I'd be a vampire. You didn't know how good looking all those vampires are.
Oh, every vampire is the talk gorgeous. Of the crowd. So I've got to be
the cock of the walk.
They're the cock of the walk, Cliff.
Cliff and Kendall, the cocks of the walk.
C-O-W's, Cliff. The cocks of the walk. Oh,
we're already cows. We are already cows.
Right now, we're the cows of the walk.
The cows of the pasture. But what about zombie? Now, zombies have been a craze, and as you know, there is no bandwagon too small or too late for us to run and jump on it.
There's no bandwagon too small that we can fit on.
There's no bandwagon big enough for the both of us. But you know, zombies were a craze. Are they still a craze? There's a show about zombies on, isn't there?
Huh? There is?
Oh, I'm confusing a zombie show with 2.5 men because it makes me wish I was dead. Oh, ouch! Take that, Charlie ouch. Sheen, you and your millions of dollars.
Take that, Pope. He probably loves 2.5 men.
God, you know the Pope's sitting around twiddling children and watching 2.5 men. I said it.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
Watch out. This show is hot.
It is hot. It's burning my lungs. It's so hot, Cliff. I was just a sidebar real quick. Let's take this over
sidebar.
To the, to the side. Judge,
Your Honor.
Keep your hand
can we have
on
a
the
sidebar?
Mic for a moment. I was listening to last week's show, Cliff, the Old Wives' Tales. That was getting
what
us
a great show
into the
was.
Halloween spirit there a little bit.
It did, didn't it? Our last two shows kind of eased us in. Candy. And
I have to say, I'm going to just have a public apology because I was not on that night. I was
you
not
on. You don't
think on. So? No. It was a great show. We only do great shows, Cliff.
We've only done, we've done 150, congratulations, sir. 150 great shows.
An awful night. So, I'm listening to the show, and I was so off with like my delivery of going from segment to segment, Cliff. I was like, and now it's time for Old Wives' Tales, Stupid Questions, or whatever.
Oh, that was great.
I was all over the place, and so I felt real bad to our listeners, but tonight is different, Cliff. I am in the groove, in the zombie
groove. We're in the zombie groove, Kendall. Now, what's your favorite zombie movie?
Well, I'm not... Well, actually, okay, I do know. My favorite zombie movie is Return of the Living Dead, because I watched that when I was a kid.
I like it,
and I loved it.
Yeah.
And more recently, I really like Zombieland. Oh.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. For a second,
graves
I thought.
Graves are opening.
I really thought for a second. I was like, I cannot believe I just did that, just out loud. And then I thought, oh, we're on the show. It's fine.
Oh, we're on the It's okay.
I felt
we're on the air.
I felt like
this
I was out in public
place.
For a moment, Cliff, and I was like, oh, I just belched out loud, and I thought, oh no, I'm just in front of all of our listeners and fans.
It's
I
just we're on farting terms with our listeners.
We are on farting terms. And Cliff, that's no joke.
That is no joke, Kendall. I would not, if I was going to do anything, I wouldn't tell a joke about it.
Well, I've got some jokes right here that I think I will tell. Cliff, my first one is this, and Okay. There was this old man and woman, Cliff, so close to being zombies themselves. they were sitting down to lunch at a fast food restaurant. And the man noticed that they had ordered just one meal. And so as he watched them, the older gentleman carefully divided the hamburger in half. Then he counted out the fries till each of them had half. The old man then began to eat, and his wife just sat watching with her hands folded in her lap. And this young man, he said, he walks over to them and he says, "Can I buy you another meal so that you have enough to so you don't have to split your meals?" And the old man said, Oh, no, that's not what he said, Cliff.
Graves are bursting forth, Kendall, with the zombies.
He said, "We've been married 50 years, and everything has been and always will be shared 50-50. And the young man asked the wife if she was going to eat, so she said, "Not yet. It's his turn to use our teeth." They're just like zombies, Cliff. Their teeth had already fallen out.
Kendall, the economy is so bad that even old people have to share teeth. Kendall, speaking of the elderly.
Yes.
Won't anybody salute
them? Won't anybody teach them the proper way?
Are we the only ones doing it, Kendall? Are we the only ones saluting the elderly?
So far.
And
I'm sure Clinton Kenneth will be jumping on that bandwagon soon.
Fuck Clinton Kenneth. Ooh. They will not ruin our lives, okay?
No.
A 92-year-old man went to the doctor to get a physical. A few days later, the doctor saw the man walking down the street with a gorgeous young lady on his arm. Ooh, and at his follow-up visit, the doc, he talked to the man and said, "You know, you're really doing great, aren't you?" And the old man replied, "Well, I'm just doing what you said, doctor. You said get a hot mama and be cheerful." And the doctor said, "No, I didn't say that. I said you've got a heart murmur. Be careful."
That old man is soon to be a zombie.
Let's just wait till he dies and we'll just zombify him.
We will. We'll eat his brain. All right, Cliff. In the town square, a nasty crowd had gathered, listening.
Oh,
and they had intoned. They intended to stone to death a prostitute, Cliff. Lady of the night. Now, from in the crowd, Jesus walks forward, Cliff. He holds up his arms and he says,
"The pearly gates."
He said, "Let ye without sin cast the first stone." And the crowd is very contrite, for none amongst them, Cliff, can honestly say that they are without sin. Then, a little old, withered up woman comes hobbling up, picks up a good-sized rock, and beams the prostitute right between the eyes, Cliff.
Bitch.
And Jesus just stands there with his hands on his hips and he said, "Sometimes, mother, you really piss me off." Oh, that was his mother, Mary. She's without sin because she was a virgin, Cliff.
You don't think she ever sinned? I don't think so. I think that whoever, our writer who wrote that joke needs to re-biblify himself
fired.
And look at the Bible.
Fired.
You're fired, Jimmy Joe, writer.
You don't even take the patience to learn our writer's names, Cliff.
I don't learn their names. I see them as a part of a whole. We're all the body of Christ.
A big, enormous hole.
Kendall, I know a thing or two about big, enormous holes. And one day, after striking gold in Alaska. Speaking of deep holes, I just wish I could. Let me just get on
this joke. Get through this joke, Cliff.
One day, Kendall, after striking gold in Alaska, a lonesome miner came down from the mountains and walked into a saloon in the nearest town. "I'm looking for the meanest, roughest, and toughest whore in the Yukon," he said to the bartender. "We got her," replied the barkeep. "She's upstairs in the second room on the right." And so the miner handed the bartender one gold nugget to pay for the whore and for two beers. So he grabbed the beer bottles and stomped up the stairs, kicked open the second door on the right, and yelled, "I'm looking for the meanest, roughest, and toughest whore in the Yukon." And the woman inside, Kendall, she looked at the miner and said, "You found her." Then Kendall, oh my God, Kendall, you're not going to like this.
I'm not.
She stripped naked, bent over, and grabbed her ankles. "How do you know I want to do it in that position?" asked the miner. "I don't," replied the whore, "but I thought you might like to open those beers before we get started."
Oh, what a slut, Cliff.
Sluts and assholes. Back that was 1800s. The roughest and toughest whore in the Yukon.
Coming next when season, we do our show, Kendall, 1840s.
Yeah, when we do our show about the 1840s, we'll have to revisit that joke.
All right, Cliff. Now, a man in his 40s bought a brand new BMW, and he was out driving on the interstate at top speed when he suddenly saw flashing red and blue lights. Cliff, there are children on those streets. So
there are.
So the guy says, "Oh, there's no way they can catch a BMW." So he sped even more, and then reality of the situation finally hit him, and he said, "What the hell am I doing?" So, ooh, he said that. He thought about it, and he pulled over, and the cop comes up to him and took his license without a word and examined it in the car, and he said, "It's been a long day. It is the end of my shift. It's Friday the 13th. I don't feel like more paperwork, so if you can give me an excuse for driving that fast, I haven't heard before, you can go." And the guy, Cliff, he thinks for a second, and he says, "Well, last week my wife ran off with a cop, and I was afraid you were trying to give her back." And the policeman says, "Have a nice weekend."
Oh.
Bitch divorcee, that is.
What a bitch divorcee. Kendall, there are three girls and their boyfriends. They all have the same name.
Oh.
So, in order to keep them from getting confused, they decided to give their boyfriends nicknames, which is a helpful tip people out there. So, they asked the first girl what she called her boyfriend. She says, "I call my man 7-Up. And they say, "Well, why do you call your man that?" And she says, "Because he's 7 inches long and is always up." And they ask the second girl what she calls her man. And she says, "I call my man Mountain Dew." And they ask, "Well, why do you call your man that?" And she says, "Because he likes to mount me and to do me." And so they ask the third girl, Kendall, they just ask her the same thing. And she says, "I like to call my man Jack Daniels."
Oh.
And they look at her puzzled and say, "Why do you call your man that? Jack Daniels is a hard liquor." And she says, "Exactly."
Oh, Cliff.
Whoa, that one reminded me of you, Kendall. Jack Daniels, you are a hard liquor.
Cliff, do zombies eat popcorn with their fingers?
No, they eat them separately.
You're correct.
Kendall, what did the zombie eat after its teeth were pulled out?
Oh, Cliff, I don't know. What did he eat?
The dentist. What is a zombie's favorite shampoo?
Took my turn. What is his favorite shampoo?
What is it? Head and Shoulders.
Oh, Cliff, what kind of streets do zombies like the best?
Oh, I'm going to feign ignorance and say, I don't know.
No, I don't know either, Cliff. That's just a joke. No, I'm just kidding. Dead end.
Dead end. You know, what did one zombie say to the other zombie when they were eating a comedian?
No, I don't know, Cliff.
This tastes funny. And finally, Kendall. What?
Took my spot again. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead, go ahead.
What? Black and white and red all over, Cliff.
I sure don't know.
A nun being eaten by zombies. Take that, Pope.
Take that, you bitch, Pope. Kendall, finally, what did one zombie say to the other zombie when they were eating Cliff and Kendall?
Oh, I don't know. Something about being fat, I'm sure.
I don't think I can finish all this.
Oh, this could go on for days.
I'm gonna need a doggy bag. Yeah.
And finally for me, Cliff, why did the zombie go to the hospital?
I cannot imagine a scenario why they would do that.
The same reason they come to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. They wanted to learn a few sick jokes.
sick jokes about sluts and assholes.
Yes, Cliff, I've got to take a break.
I have to take a break, Kendall. I have to go raise myself from the dead, as it were.
Oh, good. I'm going to go get me some brains out of the refrigerator.
Brains! Okay.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
All right.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Halloween night. Where will you turn for your refreshment opportunity?
Please pardon the interruptions, but this is breaking news now coming from the mayor's office. It seems that local citizens of your area have entered the mayoral headquarters and are wreaking havoc on the employees inside. Similar situations have been reported at the Dollar Store, the Pumpkin Patch, and Ye Old Country Buffet. It is not known if these attacks are linked to the deadly virus we reported on earlier. We will keep you up to date as this crisis develops. The governor is advising citizens to barricade themselves in their homes and keep listening to this podcast at any cost. This is Jim Blackman for BBC One at the Busheltown Broadcast Center.
Now let's rejoin our regularly scheduled podcast.
All right, Cliff, we're back. We're so back. It's disgusting.
What?
Disgusting how fat and back we are.
Kendall, I'm sorry. Topher just handed me this urgent news bulletin like we're on CNN. He thinks this is CNN. Young and pretty, but, you know. Okay, so there's this bulletin, and it's something about, like, this outbreak about a virus. I don't even care. It's, like, probably about the swine flu. I don't even care.
Oh, it's probably something my mother probably sent
more
it
hysteria
to us.
About the swine flu. I'm over it.
My mother probably sent
what is this?
My mother
2009.
My mother had the H1N1 flu shot a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my God. My grandmother, I was talking to her, and she said, no, I want you to have a flu shot this year. Like she says every year. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I say, no, I'm not getting a flu shot. And she says, please get a flu shot. No. I'm like, no, I'm not getting a flu shot.
So sad.
It is so sad. I'm a terrible person. That's another long-running theme of this show. That's no joke. It is not. If only it were a joke. It's a waste. I don't like. But she's elderly. She needs one. I don't. Yeah. I salute her, but I don't need.
I salute her. Well, I have to. My poor mother. I have to. I moved 3,000 miles away. I have to.
The least you can do
is get a flu shot once a year. So I'm doing it for her mom. And speaking of my mom, Cliff, she is here to give us some news. How exciting is that?
Thank the good Lord above.
It's time for the news from Kendall's mother. With all the news that's fit to worry about here, there, and everywhere. All right, Cliff, let's find out what my mother has to say today.
Let's find out. This is like what the kids are saying. This is what your mom is saying.
Hello, boys. Guess who this is? You haven't heard from me in a long time. It's because I've been keeping up with the news and watching the stars. But things are getting very, very serious. You're going to have to start really watching what you're doing. News. This is news. Straight from me, and I hear, get it straight off of HLN. Gangland is big business out there. Killing them right and left. Cliff's on the left, Kendall on the right. Fires burning everywhere, right. Plane crashes, all over California. Flooding, you know that's what that causes. It ends up in California, great tsunamis. They got carjackers that just pull you out of cars and cut your throat. Take your car and anything else you got, you know what that is. And they got them terror alerts going on right in Europe. You know where that, they'll just come on over and then they'll be here and then they'll be in California. Planes falling out of the sky. So, you know what you do? You stay off the airplanes and the streets and out of cars and just stay in the bed all day. That's all I can tell you.
That's a good thought.
I want to tell you, Intender, y'all be very, very careful because they are big tsunamis. Let's see, zombies. See, y'all done got me all tore off pieces. I don't know what I'm saying, Harley. Zombies are on the loose, and they're headed to California. And the news flash is they're looking for big, fat brains. Boys, you know both of you got them. So be careful, Cliff and Kendall. You know they're headed your way. Love you. This is Mom. Please call me every night and let me know that both of you are alive. You know how it is out there, Kendall. Tell them.
Dangerous.
Love y'all. Be careful. Bye-bye. I'll be reporting again for long. Bye-bye.
All right, Cliff. Well, I don't know whether we should be on the lookout for tsunamis or for zombies.
Or for zombie or zambunanis. I don't even know.
Zambunamis. That's what we're
Kendall, your mother is so wonderful. And I don't know what all this talk. Like, it's zombie. It's not real. Zombies are phony. This is not live from Haiti.
Which is where zombies first started. Did you know that, Cliff?
I did know that, Kendall. That's something everybody should know.
That is something everybody else should know. It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. things like you should know about zombies. And now, here's your host, a two very un-zombie-like people, Cliff and Kendall.
Kendall, what was that? What was that crack your mom made about our big fat brains?
Well, she's right, you know.
She calls them like she sees them.
I take it that she thought that I was just so smart.
So
smart. That's what it is, Cliff. All right. Well, you want to go ahead and start us out with things that I should know?
Kendall, according to Haitian folklore, what happens when you feed a zombie salt?
Do they melt like a snail, Cliff?
No, the zombie returns to its senses.
Really?
Yeah.
So you mean on Night of the Living Dead, they just went around and gave them all salt and everybody would have been fine?
Well, you have to feed it to them. Maybe if you salted some brains and left them out.
Yeah, you could. Look, we have found a way to cure zombieism.
There you go.
You're welcome, America.
And now, if there really were zombies, we would have a big trash bag full of salted brains, but there's not.
That's our next movie, Cliff. That's the ending
that's
of
next
our next
movie. Salted brains.
All right, the zombies have arrived. Cliff, although most scientists and military... Oh, this is from Night of the Living Dead. Now, although most scientists and military generals are not sure what caused the dead to come back to life in Night of the Living Dead, one scientist argues that it was due to what?
Global warming.
Oh, no, Cliff. Stupid. Haven't you ever seen the movie?
A long time ago.
Oh, Cliff, that is...
What's the answer?
Radiation from a Venus space probe.
Venus? I like a good space probe. What language is typically spoken in zombie ceremonies? When there's a big bad voodoo daddy raising a zombie.
Sounds like Cliff and Kendall belching.
Graves opening. Kendall, it's... French Haitian Creole.
Oh, there's the zombies are speaking that? I didn't know zombies could speak.
No, that's when there's a big bad voodoo daddy raising up the zombies. That's what
Okay, I got you. I misunderstood for a moment. All right, Cliff. Which zombie movie was originally known as Night of Anubis?
Night of the Living Dead?
Yes! Oh, how did you know? I gave it away with my question before.
Maybe you gave it away. Kendall, voodoo includes practices and rituals also found in what other religious tradition?
Christianity?
Take this, Pope. Catholicism.
Oh, Catholicism.
Oh, the worst. I would much rather be a big voodoo practitioner than a Catholic.
Take it, Pope, and shove it up your holy stick.
Shove it up your holy stick with a voodoo curse.
With speaking Creole. All right, Cliff, and what Bela Lugosi film is generally thought of as the first example of the zombie genre?
I don't know. What is it?
No, that would be White Zombie.
Oh, okay. Well, what filmmaker is generally credited with creating the zombie genre?
Oh, that's a hard
sometime one. After
zombie
Bela Lugosi.
Genre. It's not Rob Zombie.
Not Rob Zombie.
I remember reading this on a letter from our writers today, but I forgot.
Oh, Kendall, it's George Romero.
George Romero.
Zombie auteur.
Auteur.
Behind Night of the Living Dead and all these other things of the Living Dead.
Well, that's all the questions all the questions I have, Cliff.
Kendall, that's all I have. That's all anybody should ever know about a zombie.
All
it's
right.
not. It's an old wives' tale. If you know too much about zombies, you're gonna become.
You're gonna die. That's all the time we have for things you should know. Join us next time for more things you should know about zombies. All right, Cliff. That was so much fun.
Oh, it was just so funny.
It was so
it was
funny.
Great.
Now, Cliff, I saw that one coming.
Was that a zombie
that was
coming out of a grave?
Zombie coming out of a grave, and he was saying, brains!
Brains!
All right, Cliff, this week we asked the question, what would you do in the event of a zombie attack to survive?
Not that we're ever going to need to know.
Not that we'll ever know. How stupid would that be? But, Cliff, we asked the question, and here's what a couple people had to say.
Hi, my name is Charles, and I'm a contractor. And I was calling in regards to what would you do if you were under a zombie attack. Well, I guess if it was me, I would go back to my warehouse, or to my garage, where I have all my tools and equipment. I have, like, sheets of drywall around, and I guess I would make myself a little fort out of drywall, and I'd keep, like, a nail gun or something in there, along with something to eat and something to drink, maybe some Twinkies or Ho-Hos, and a six-pack of Miller Genuine Draft, or possibly Snapple for the vitamins. All right, I hope this never happens to you guys. Goodbye.
All right, well, a nail gun, I guess, would be a good way to fend off those zombies.
The nail gun. Remember that story read on the Allen's failed spinoff 1,000 years ago?
The nail gun by Flannery O'Connor. Poor Allen. All right, Cliff, and we have one other person that called in.
Okay.
Hi, Cliff and Kendall. I don't want to give my name on the air in case any zombies are listening.
Ooh.
But I'd tell you what I would do. I haven't read the survival guide or anything like that, but I would just hide my brain. I would hide it. Would hide it under a bushel, maybe. Okay. Have a good night. Bye.
Oh, that's a good idea, Cliff. Hide your brain.
Hide your brain under a bushel.
Under a bushel.
Or salt it.
And
salt your brain.
We also asked this question, of course, on Facebook, Cliff, and here's what some people had to say. Jennifer said, I would use my mad shotgun skills I obtained from hours of Grand Theft Auto 3. Jennifer is taking a practical approach. James said cardio. I guess that means outrunning them.
That means we're dead.
We are going to die.
They're after our big fat
brains.
A
horrible brainy death, Cliff. Fernando said, yes, but most important question of the time, the zombies are coming.
Well, that's cryptic.
That is cryptic. I don't know what he's saying there. It's like the question the aliens have landed. Cliff, Jim says, I think I might be safe in a crowd of Tea Party activists because, as we all know, zombies feed on brains. Cliff is saying those teabaggers are brainless.
Oh, whoa.
And finally, Cliff, Candanea said lots of guns, ammo, Twinkies, and a heartless attitude. You don't think I haven't been preparing for it? Ooh, heartless attitude.
These people act like this is a real thing.
I know. I'm just going to eat like there is no tomorrow anyway, like I normally do. But
that's what I do every night, praying that there will be no tomorrow. And then and when it comes up, I just wake up.
Pardon the interruption. This is Jim Blackman for BBC One News, bringing you breaking news. In a bitter twist of irony, during this very show, which is about zombies, a viral outbreak which causes zombieism has occurred. Currently, the streets are overrun by the recently dead that have somehow become so dead they're now alive. The undead are hunting the living and feasting on their big fat brains. Please stay inside until further notice. Do not let anyone in your home. May God have mercy on us all. This is Jim Blackman, signing off.
Let's rejoin our regularly scheduled Fatcast. I mean podcast.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard, Cliff.
It is sad.
What?
It's a beautiful sadness.
What is that noise?
Do you see Mr. Snodbottom? He's waving something in the control booth, but you just go ahead. I will find out what that is.
Mr. Bottom. Mr. Snodbottom.
Mr. Bottom Snod.
All right, Cliff, well, if our listeners want to check out more about zombies, they can go to our website at cliffandkendall.com. They can go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall. They can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Whoa, what was that?
The lights are out in there, but he's probably just leaving for the day.
Oh, okay.
So, do you have a zombie quote?
Oh, I do, Cliff. Yeah, I know I'm ugly. I said to the bartender, make me a zombie, and he said, God beat me to it. And that...
God...
was Rodney Dangerfield. He gets no respect, Cliff, even now that he's a zombie.
Even now that he's a zombie. Okay. I don't know where Topher went, but here's my quote. I just read this great science fiction story. It's about how machines take control of humans and turn them into zombie slaves. Hey, what time is it? My TV show is on. And that was said by Bill Watterson.
Oh, good old Bill Watterson.
Bill Watterson, Kendall, I don't... Where's all that noise coming from in there? All those graves opening.
Oh, God, I don't know, Cliff. It sounds like somebody's trying to get in. It must be all of our adoring fans, Cliff. They are trying to break down the door.
They're storming the studio.
Oh, my. Wait a minute. Oh, you can't.
Zombies! Rains!